6693, Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight. Low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday, more like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 29-year-old Samuel James was shot and killed last week on South Hull Street. No arrests have been made in this case. If you can help police find his killer, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A former Prattville police officer has been sentenced after pleading guilty to burglary and fraud charges. A judge ordered Leon Townsend to serve two 10-year prison sentences and a 3-year sentence concurrently. Townsend was a lieutenant with the Prattville Police Department before he resigned in 2005. And Prattville police need your help finding a missing senior. 88-year-old Fannie Mae Robinson was reported missing on Sunday. She has medical issues and her family is concerned for her welfare. If you know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Pros and the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, it's easy to find the right tools for the job at the right price. And now you can get up to 30% off select cordless drills and combo kits, including savings on trusted brands like Hitachi, Porter Cable, DeWalt, and Cobalt. Plus, get in and out quickly with help from dedicated associates at our Pro Desk and Pro Checkout. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through August 19th. While supplies last. See store for details.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. With Cat and Jack uniforms 20% off in the Cartwheel app. Offer valid through Saturday.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're now rebuilding our military like we never have before.
Soldiers surrounded the president as he signed the massive bill named after Arizona Senator John McCain.
You want Hulk Hogan's belt? You gotta go through me.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart has died.
A lawyer for Peter Strzok says the counterintelligence agent was fired late Friday.
Costa Rica
says it's going to spend more on security following recent deadly attacks on tourists there.
North and South Korea now say they have agreed on a summit in September in Pyongyang.
Gasoline prices in the U.S. rose 2 cents a gallon.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the U.S. withdrawal from Iran's nuclear deal with world powers shows the U.S. can't be trusted. Khamenei also ruled out war with the U.S., saying that will not happen.
Joseph DeAngelo is accused of killing college professor Claude Snelling in 1975 as he tried to kidnap Snelling's daughter from their Central California home.
The trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is underway again in federal court.
Ontario's health minister says three new overdose prevention sites won't open as scheduled.
Officials in Redding, California say they don't know when firefighters will be able to fully contain a huge wildfire that already has destroyed more than 1,000 homes.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
I love that news report. The U.S. pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal means you can't trust the United States. And he said, but war with the U.S. will not happen. Because we'll get our butts kicked. Man, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. But the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, that will be tomorrow. I will be there today to pick up this prime. Because let me tell you something, boys and girls. Prime ribeye steaks for Saturday night. Vintage Year for Friday night. I may do brunch at Vintage Year on Sunday. But I'm definitely got the wraparound on the prime ribeye. I tell you, that thing is incredible. The premium's really good, too. You don't have to go up the next year.
Yes.
I think for the way I cook it and what I do in my new blue diamond pan, that thing cleans up so nicely. Mm. The other pan I used to just transfer the food over is still sitting there soaking.
Would you just stop it? You're making me hungry.
I know, because it's so delicious. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market is eligible for any caller. Repeat, any caller. Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I figured you'd want to weigh in on this subject.
Lest any more misinformation be promulgated, I think you've done a good job of riding herd on most of it, but if ever a case needs a speedy, full, and fair hearing, if not a complete trial, this certainly is one. If a full parking lot and a full waiting room is immediate grounds for disciplinary action, I sure would have been in trouble a long time ago.
Because everybody wanted to go see Dr. Ken.
And would have welcomed it a few days there. But the misinformation, I'm glad you stopped the gentleman about who was licensed and permitted to prescribe controlled substances. But anybody that has firsthand knowledge, as he said, about whether or not you could get a script filled by rubbing on the doctor or allowing the...
Watch it.
I'm sorry?
Watch it now. Don't go there.
Well, he did. He said that he had firsthand knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to take you 1,000 miles north by northeast and ask you what you thought about the FBI against their internal investigator's recommendation, summarily firing Strzok. And also, if you're willing to do so, to give your... The president really has taken to bad-mouthing his AG pretty severely today. And I wonder what you think the chances are that Jefferson... former senator is maybe getting a little homesick for the upper chamber and is more than willing to see what he could do against the current Democratic senator in an open election, or basically against an incumbent, although an appointed.
It would be an incumbent.
Filling in a...
No, he was duly elected.
Yeah, duly elected, but filling in an unexpired term.
Right. Well, you asked a lot of questions there. I think that if Jeff Sessions did run, he would smash him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Jeff Sessions wants to run. And I think that there's an age issue with Jeff Sessions, just the way he has approached things in the past. Because, and me talking to him, I would joke around with him about it and go, no, it's like the last rodeo here. Let me go to the cuts here, because you said something that was important, and that is the Morning Joe kind of went crazy on the subject of Strzok, and I think they totally missed the mark. But let me do Trey Gowdy talking about the issue here. We may have to go through a couple of cuts, but Trey Gowdy talking about the firing of Strzok.
Surprised by this outcome that he was fired at this point? Why do you think it happened now?
I think the process had just reached the point where it was a deputy director of Bowditch's desk. I mean, keep in mind, Peter Strzok received a much fairer process than what he was giving to Donald Trump. This was a referral by the inspector general, who, if memory serves, was an Obama appointee. Michael Horowitz referred it. It was investigated by OPR. Strzok has a chance to defend himself and participate in the process and submit extra material. And then a recommendation is made with respect to punishment. And Deputy Director Bowditch is not a political appointee. He is a 23-year-long bureau agent who served with great distinction, including running the Los Angeles field office. That's who made the decision to terminate Peter Strzok. It was not a political appointee. Yeah. It was a career G-man.
So I had misstated, or I actually had repeated a misstatement, that it was Rosenstein solo. It was not Rosenstein solo. It was the deputy director, as Trey Gowdy said, a 20-year veteran FBI agent himself, who was moved up into that position of the deputy director. Now, Rosenstein did do a checkoff on it.
Okay.
But it was that recommendation. The people that were underneath were basically the public integrity group. They wanted to give him a 30-day suspension and a change in pay, and that was it. And to me, that is outlandish. They should have fired him.
Allow me to back you up.
Please.
Rosenstein signed off on the actual firing or on the OPR's report?
On the actual firing.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I've still, in spite of that current knowledge that you're affording us, I'm still not convinced that Rosenstein is completely divorced from the tainted process that's been going on.
Either Rosenstein is one of the smartest, wisest guys in the world and is able to do a tightrope dance walk that is just unbelievable, or he's trying to hide something, and it's those two extremes. I think from the way Jeff Sessions has embraced Rosenstein, and now that Rosenstein is talking to Trump on a weekly basis, that I think that he's doing a tightrope dance.
Yeah. What do you think the odds are that Jeff will survive in that position?
I think actually they're very good, and here's why. If you look at this in the eyes of Art of the Deal, by him slamming Attorney General Sessions, he's kind of saying, there's nothing going on over there. There's nothing going on over there. He damn well knows something's going on over there. That's why I think you're going to see in the next, well, around the 1st of September, probably before, you're going to see another shoe drop. And I think Donald Trump knows what the shoe is. Because when I listen to Rudy Giuliani and what he says about Mueller, what he says about Comey, what a lot of people are saying now, much more openly, particularly because of this Bruce Orr thing, I think this thing is about to really bust open. But it isn't even the biggest stuff. So Donald Trump doing that, I think it's deflection. That's my personal belief, particularly in talking to people that are in the AG's office.
Well, I certainly hope you're right.
Me too.
Okay, Donald. Thank you very much.
Thank you. But that's what, and it's very suited and fitted in Jeff Sessions' personality, that he's going to go take one for the team. And
yes.
It looks like, and think about it, it's like, he's not doing, nothing's happening, boom. Oh, what was that shoe that just fell?
right.
type thing. And what you're doing is this thing is slowly coming out. We're getting more and more information that's much more damning. And I really believe that the end result is going to be, it's going to discredit the beginning of the Mueller investigation. And that's a big deal. And if that happens within the next 30 days, that would be major. Let me play this second clip while you're pulling up the Tar Heel, huh? Is that like North Carolina Tar Heel? Well, let's go to Tar Heel because there's a discussion we'll have to ensue after this clip. Hey, Tar Heel.
Hey, Dan. I'm glad you're talking a little bit about Jeff Sessions. I've been telling my family I need to call Dan and get his perspective on Jeff and what he thinks is going on. I have a couple thoughts that have crossed my mind. One of them is, you know, he recused himself very early on from the whole Russia thing. And either Jeff knew a lot more about that than what any of us know, or I also thought, you know, Jeff has always been just, in my mind, a stand-up man of integrity. I've always had a lot of faith in him. And I'm wondering if he just decided he was going to recuse himself from all of that and let Trump do all of the dramatics, which he certainly has done, and Jeff is able to stay out of that fray. I think Jeff's main goal at being attorney general was to attack immigration, and I think he's demonstrated that he's willing to get out there and fight on that. But I just don't think he wants to fool with Trump and all of his tweets and shenanigans and all of that. He just kind of stays above the fray.
Well, let me tell you, kind of take it from a different angle, but somewhat similar. I think that Jeff Sessions recused himself because he was supposed to recuse himself. He had an involvement in the collusion issue. He had met with some Russians. He was working with the campaign as the chief foreign advisor for Trump. So I believe he had to recuse himself, and he did the right thing. But and you have heard me say this 1,000 times, that they were going to investigate the investigation. They were doing that before they walked into DOJ. I was hearing that language. And then after they were there, I heard that language. Even after Jeff Sessions left, I heard that language from them internally. And I believe what he's doing, I mean, think about this. If you're talking about basically charging a FBI agent who is the deputy of the counterintelligence operation, you're talking about charging the number four person in the Department of Justice. You're talking about the deputy director of the FBI being charged. You're talking about potentially the director of the FBI being charged. You're talking about the deputy director, the deputy AG possibly being charged. And you're talking about an AG being charged. Not to mention the other eight people that have been let go from the department.
Right.
And that's Lisa Page, that's the chief of staff in the FBI's office, chief counsel in the DOJ. I mean, this thing is huge. This is so much bigger than Watergate because it's a different thing. It's not about somebody lying. It's about somebody intentionally weaponizing an intelligence department within a bureau within the Department of Justice that is doing this for political purposes.
Right.
That should scare the hell out of you.
Well, it does. And, you know, my only thing is, if somebody, more than one, doesn't go to jail over this, something's wrong. I don't think anybody can go to jail if these people can't.
Well, several things here, and I've said this before. If you want to fix the reputation of the FBI in particular, the Department of Justice in general, I think you're also going to have some CIA issues that will be coming up fairly soon, Brennan being in particular. If you want to fix it, then you have got to have people that are being held accountable. You're going to hear a clip in a little bit that Trey Gowdy is going to say something that when he says it, my ears perked up because he was saying it, and when Trey Gowdy says something like he does about getting to the bottom of something, I believe him. And he said he believes it can get fixed. Tar Heel, thanks for the telephone call. Did you go to North Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. UNC.
Oh, man. Oh, my son went to Duke.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe you let him do that. It's a good school.
So is all UNC. Right. Thanks for help.
All right. Take care.
News on 93.1. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is 729-228. Yeah, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Derek. Derek, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm really good. Derek and the Dominoes.
Yeah, yeah,
Love the bumper music. Always good to get the lead out in the middle of the day, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, all this stuff, the FBI stuff, driving me up the wall. I watched a huge, like, 3-hour documentary on J. Edgar Hoover some months ago. And, you know, that man, he ruled Washington. He had the goods. He had dossiers on every candidate, every president, every member of Congress. And he lets you know he wasn't afraid to use the goods. Isn't it just a culture that's continued since his time? I mean, when you really look at it like that.
Well, what happened is after J. Edgar Hoover, they called it the Red, White, and Blue FBI. They became very Americana. They weren't the dark arts and that kind of stuff. And Webster, during Reagan's time period, who I got to know, former judge and director of the FBI, and he really brought back the esprit de corps of the FBI during that time. And then it got progressively better, but it kind of messed up during the Clinton administration. It really messed up up to 9/11.
When did the Comey mentality of the independence of the FBI and how Trump's upsetting this by firing me? Because you would think, okay, under Hoover, way too independent.
Right.
And now we have a president that can appoint on this sort of alternating term where it should overlap 8 years. I don't know, is there a case of the president really weaponizing the FBI? I'm trying to think of one. Yeah.
I mean, I guess the closest you can get would be the Watergate and Nixon.
Well, I just want to know what your thoughts on that were. Really love your show. Always learn a lot when I listen to you. Don't get a chance to call in very much, but you do a great job, man.
Well, I appreciate the kind words.
All right. You and Joey have a wonderful day, man.
Will do.
Thank you, Derek.
This was kind of interesting, Trey Gowdy, and he's going to be talking to Strzok and Strzok's attorney. And here's something that I noticed. The guy who shows up on the video that did this, you can go to my website, danmarshow.com, and look at it. His attorney, do you remember during the hearing, and Peter Strzok had an attorney that they said was the FBI's attorney behind him?
Yeah.
That wasn't the FBI's attorney. You remember he kept going, and then we're going to get a thing where he says, on advice of counsel, I can't answer that question?
And he did that in the closed door and the open hearing.
Well, on the closed door hearings,
it was the FBI.
The FBI was the right attorney.
Oh.
So the attorney that's behind him on the public hearing is his personal attorney.
Oh.
Is his personal attorney, and Trey Gowdy doesn't know this because he can't see what is playing. He can only hear it. But the guy that was behind him is Peter Strzok's personal attorney. Let's listen in.
Well, his attorney doesn't agree with you. Here he is.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political. It's difficult to believe, given the steady drumbeat of tax demonizing Pete from the president and all the calls on Capitol Hill by Republicans for Pete to be fired, that didn't play a role in the Bureau's ultimate decision.
So he essentially says that you demonized Peter Strzok and that you played a role in his firing.
No, Peter Strzok didn't need any help at all demonizing himself. He had that fully covered. This is exactly what they said about Andy McCabe. Remember, some of my Democrat colleagues were going to hire Andy McCabe. So he could finish out his time at the Bureau. I don't know if you remember that. I can't forget it. Peter Strzok, of course, his lawyer says that it was a railroad job. His only other option is to say, you know what? My client prejudged two major investigations. He made up his mind that Hillary Clinton was innocent before he interviewed her. He made up his mind that Donald Trump should be impeached before he bothered to interview him. And oh, by the way, he did a lot of this on the government phone and he violated other FBI policy. That's his other option. Either say that or say it was political. And predictably, if you pay someone enough, Martha, they'll say damn near anything. Particularly lawyers, and he got a lawyer who's willing to say it's political.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, and then I'm going to play that segment where they're doing the exchange back and forth, and he's conferring with the FBI attorney. It's his own personal damn attorney.
Wow.
News on it. I can't believe somebody else hadn't picked this up. That's where you pay the big bucks. The Danny Boy is going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker, all at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The Trump campaign's taking legal action against a former advisor and contestant on The Apprentice TV show.
Accusing Omarosa Manigault Newman of breaching a 2016 non-disclosure agreement, President Trump's campaign has filed for arbitration. All employees of the Trump presidential campaign, including Manigault Newman, were required to sign a non-disclosure agreement in an effort to protect Mr. Trump, the Trump family, and the Trump organization.
Fox's John Decker. A man who drove a car into people in London today is identified as a British citizen from another country. It happened near Parliament. He's in custody. Three people are hurt. It's being investigated as terrorism. London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
We're making sure we can make London as safe as we possibly can. At the same time, not wanting to live in a city that's not welcoming. We want to make sure we don't allow the terrorists to succeed by us changing our life.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday, more like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But 10 days before the investigation even began, 10 days before you drafted the originating document, approved the originating document, with the point of contact on the originating document, 10 days before the investigation began, which the department you work for says nothing was done before July 31st. You said Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. And because you struggled a couple of weeks ago with a word that I thought had a commonly accepted definition, I'm going to go ahead and give you the definition of destabilizing. The first one kind of is obvious. It's to make unstable. The second one caught my attention, the second dictionary definition. To call something such as a government to be incapable of functioning or surviving. That's a pretty significant allegation to make 10 days before you even began to investigate someone. So that was before July 31st. I want to ask you, in that first week, we'll go ahead and up it to 8 days. Between July 31st and August 8th, how many interviews did you conduct related to the alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign?
So, Congressman, as you know, counsel for the FBI, based on the special counsel's equities, has instructed me not to answer questions about the ongoing investigation.
I'm asking for a number.
Russian attempts to interfere.
Agent Strzok, I'm asking for a number. I haven't gotten to the names. How many people had you interviewed between the beginning of it on July 31st and August the 8th? It's an 8-day time period. We're a week into an investigation. How many people had you interviewed?
Congressman, I understand your question. I appreciate it, and I would very much like to answer. But as I've stated, as you know, that counsel of the FBI, based on the special counsel's equities, have directed me not to answer any questions about the ongoing investigation into Russian attempts to interfere.
So you
the gentleman will suspend, and the clock will suspend.
The Dan Morris Show.
The person he is talking about, he goes, remember, he turned around his left side, talked to this guy, and then turned around and made that statement. That was his own attorney, not the FBI's. Why somebody didn't figure that out, I will never, never know. They seem to have corrected it, though.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I mean, I'm going to risk just stating the obvious here. But, you know, they're after Trump, the deep state, and, you know, that to include those that we've been talking about in the FBI, DOJ, and others. But can it rightfully be said, Dan, that really what they have a problem with is the half of the country that voted for Donald Trump? Can't we, can't I make that connection?
Well, what they have a problem with is Donald Trump.
You don't think, though, that the will of the people for, you know, that half of the country that voted for him is what they're trying to thwart?
No,
right?
Well, they're trying to stop Donald Trump. It's the people that voted for him got him there, but they think that the people that the Donald Trump voter are stupid and they didn't know what they were doing. They made a big mistake, and Donald Trump is dangerous for this country. That's Brennan, that's Clapper, that's Comey, that's McCabe, that's Strzok, that's Lisa Page, it's all of those. It's Orr, it's Nellie Orr, it's all of those people. It's Christopher Steele, every one of them.
They can smell Trump supporters, the basket of deplorables, the, you know, unwashed masses of folks that voted for Donald Trump and his policies and his presidency. They're trying to thwart. They've been trying to thwart. I think, you know, my thinking is this, Dan. Has this been going on for a long time and we just haven't known about it? We just haven't seen these things, these people's intent and motive and actions brought to the light of day, except in this circumstance now where, you know, they're being revealed. Have they been influencing other races, Senate races, Congress?
Let me answer this with kind of an obvious answer. I believe that the Obama administration, I'm using those words intentionally, were basically taking tools of government and using them inappropriately. One of the first ones that you can look at is Becky Gerritsen in the IRS situation. I think that was completely intentional. You don't blow up two computers that have both the material that you need to prove the case. And I think the whole IRS thing was the beginning, or was a reflective thing of using government for political purposes. And I think we're going to find out that the CIA and FBI were being used, but particularly the CIA was being used.
NSA. I wonder if elements in the Department of Education, others, I think they just weaponized basically the whole federal government, each and every department, you know, and instead of, you know, following protocol was intentionally geared toward just rolling over the will of the American people in some way or other. But, you know, and I said this before, once this is over with the FBI, the DOJ, I think that, you know, you're going to see the whole government kind of being turned inside out in every department, each and every department. But I think it had to start here because here's where, you know, the biggest blockade to any kind of effort would begin. So, you know, with the FBI, DOJ. What are your thoughts, Dave? Do you think that we're going to see the rest of the departments go through reform of some kind or other?
I think the two touch points are going to be FBI within DOJ, and then I think it's going to be CIA, and then a little bit of NSA, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be NSA, and the CIA was using them as a back door.
Well, clearly all the other departments are in some sort of a royal anyway, just based on, you know, the the reaction that you see some of them in, you know, with the different department heads that Trump has placed in there. So, but, you know, I'm glad they're trying to, you know, they're at least seeing that they're getting the bottom of it. I do think Sessions is a good player here. I don't think he's nearly as stupid as Donald Trump is making him out to be.
Let me tell you what, this is so much in the deal, in the art of the deal. This is so much within it. And what he's doing is he's getting a misdirection while he's out there and things are getting done. And they're doing the exact same thing with the Mueller interview. The exact same thing.
Well, you know, he's forcing the forcing the mainstream media basically to back up Sessions and, you know,
exactly,
what's going on in the Mueller.
Leave him alone so he can go do his job. Oh, okay.
You know, there's a saying in the Art of War, Sun Tzu's Art of War 101. If your enemy is destroying himself,
don't stop
him. Leave him alone.
Yeah, don't stop him.
Don't stop him. And I think that's kind of what's happening here a little bit. So, I mean, it is full of intrigue, and it is very interesting.
Isn't this going to be, I told you, I sent a message to Jeff Sessions. I said, you need to be writing down all this information for the book that you're going to write.
I mean, you know, truly read the headlines. Truly read like a blame spy novel nowadays.
Yeah, really. I don't think we're a quarter way down the track.
Not only that, but you know, it's keeping the American people's interest in it because it's so intriguing. You know, there's heightened. You know, I talk to people. I've got a nephew over in Arizona, another one out in Tacoma, and they are telling me that this is all they're talking about out through there. This is all they're talking about, and they're not watching the, you know,
nope,
the big three. They're watching Fox News. You know, now, you know, I mean, even the liberal folks, they're watching the Fox News to, you know, I guess get, you know, the lowdown on it, because the mainstream media is just totally ignoring it. Or doing their best to, anyway.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, well, I'll play some Morning Joe, which after I threw up in my mouth, I'll play for you guys. You're not going to believe their take on this whole stroke thing.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. 272-9228. I'd be remiss if I did not remind you that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Buying a brand new car? Yep. You need to have Brubaker Motors on your car shopping list. As Dick and Don say, go anywhere you want to in Central Alabama. Just please, please, please go by and see them at Brubaker Motors. They'll take great care of you. Just make a point to tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Okay, here's the piece that has kind of a little nugget in here for us. I like finding these little nuggets here, but talking about restoring the integrity within the FBI.
Inspector General, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, also said that there were a few other FBI agents who had sent similarly biased and politically motivated, apparently, text messages. What's going on with them? Are we going to hear more about this investigation? And do you think that this Peter Strzok firing is enough in terms of the culture?
Well, Chairman Goodlatte and I have written asking for the names of those Bureau and DOJ employees. Apparently, according to DOJ and Bureau policy, they don't rise to the level of their names being shared with Congress. But they're, I'm sure, under investigation. Just like there was a referral from Horowitz on Strzok, there was a referral on these. Some of what they said is just unbelievable, particularly about their fellow citizens, particularly people who live in Ohio. You mentioned the smelling people in Virginia. They also had something really derogatory to say about folks in Ohio. So I am sure they will be afforded all of the process that they are due. But again, Martha, it is more than Strzok was willing to afford the President of the United States. They have a chance to defend themselves, and there will be a recommendation made, and then ultimately Deputy Director Bowditch will decide whether or not to follow it. You ask if it's enough. There have been 10 folks that were involved in the Hillary Clinton investigation and Donald Trump investigation that are no longer with the Bureau. Lots of them were really high up. Instead of focusing on the firings, focused on the hirings. Chris Wray and David Bowditch, I am convinced, are going to be able to repair the institutional reputation of their Bureau. 99.9% of the agents don't need their reputation improved because it's already really good, but they're going to take the FBI back to what we remember it being. So it's the two hirings that I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
Okay, so what he's basically telling you is that they're going to go in and clean house. Seeing the accident against Strzok, I think that was the first piece of it. And what he's basically saying is these guys are going to take care of business. And I have a sense, because they're doing so much to stop documentation from going over there, that is because it is an ongoing, super active investigation that I think the Orr interview on August 28th is going to be very, very telling. He's going to talk about that more in just a little bit. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Heading around the bend to the top of the hour. If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. We're going crazy on Omarosa today. Absolutely crazy. We're not going to move to that subject yet, but
yeah.
They did a total of 7.5 minutes on CBS Morning. Incredible. And then including the interview with Omarosa herself. Okay, let's continue on with Troy Gowdy. He's going to be talking about Bruce Orr, who is now the new linchpin.
I want to ask you about these Bruce Orr text messages, because I'm curious what you think about him, because he's kind of been at the back of this story for a while. But now that we're reading, and I know you read quite a while ago, the message that he sent to Christopher Steele, who, of course, was the person behind the dossier. Here's one from July 1. I am seeing redacted person in London next week to discuss ongoing business. But there is something separate I wanted to discuss with you informally and separately. It concerns our favorite business tycoon. Your thoughts on that one?
Bruce Orr worked for the Department of Justice. He had absolutely nothing to do with the Russia investigation other than he inserted himself by having contact with Chris Steele. Martha even had contact with Chris Steele after the FBI terminated its relationship with Chris Steele. Mm-hmm. So this is one branch of the Department of Justice that says you're not even fit to be an informant, and here's a DOJ. I think he may have been third in command. We're going to interview him on August the 28th. I am going to come back to Washington. I'm going to leave my beloved South Carolina, and I'm going to go back, and I'm sure others will too. Jimmy and Mark and Ratcliffe, we're going to be back, and we're going to interview Bruce Orr, not in a public circus setting, but in a deposition with no time limits, and we're going to get to the bottom of what he did, why he did it, who he did it in concert with, whether he had the permission of the supervisors at the Department of Justice. It is, I used to work doing what Bruce Orr does now. It is unbelievable that a prosecutor would insert himself into an ongoing investigation for which he had nothing to do.
One thing he had to do was that his wife worked for Fusion GPS, who was working on the dossier. And we will. Is that going to be open or closed testimony with Bruce Orr?
Yeah, we don't behave that well when the cameras are in there, Martha, so we're going to do it in a closed, confidential, private setting where everybody behaves, and it's much more constructive.
Isn't that great? I'm going to miss this guy. I am going to miss this guy.
Me too.
He is so refreshing. But I tell you what, Bruce Orr, I wonder, he may not show up. He may not show up because he's not subpoenaed. Mm. It was a request to testify. And that you could delay another 2 weeks of that. But would you want to be Bruce Orr knowing that Troy Gowdy was going to be the lead questioner?
No. And also, I mean, a lot of these congressmen do kind of make fools of themselves. They try to
overdo
it. It's over the top. But Troy Gowdy's can be quite effective.
When you turn those cameras off, I would hate to be sitting across the table from him. Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the DMR show on a Tuesday.
Good afternoon, Dan. First-time caller, long, long, long-time listener. Love the show.
Well, thank you, Chris. Give me your month and day of birth.
124.
124. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a traveling technician. I work for several different manufacturers, traveling all over the Southeast, working on their equipment. So,
what type of equipment do you work on?
Exercise equipment. Listen to your show, listen to this actual station all day, every day, 5 days a week.
Wow. Well, thank you so very, very much. How long have you been listening?
For about 2 years now, 2 years.
That is outstanding. Well, I've got your name.
I actually, when I started listening, I didn't know there was any kind of station like this in the Montgomery area. And then I was listening to, a station out of Birmingham, and then now that I found this one, I'd rather listen to this channel than anything else. So.
Well, thank you. Those are kind words there. So what, were you listening to WAPI in Birmingham?
Yes, sir.
See, Joey, I'm gonna have to rib Matt Murphy about that. Yeah, we'll get Matt Murphy on that one. Well, Chris, I've got your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Have you been to Fresh Market?
Awesome. Yes, sir. Several times. Love it.
We're doing the drawing tomorrow, so listen in. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've got a question, and it's something that I've thought about several times about all this with the Peter Strzok case and all. How long is it going to be? Are people just waiting for the end result for this before they start coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, this guy worked on my investigation, you know, and I was convicted, and it's obvious he's a bad apple, and, you know, I want a retrial, or, you understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah, and let me tell you something. If Strzok goes down, or Strzok turns evidence on somebody, which I don't think he will. I think he's in this thing too deep. I think Lisa Page is probably going to rubber his chicken.
Right.
But if I were Papadopoulos or I was Mike Flynn, I would feel pretty good about the guy that was basically the one who said you lied to the FBI, that guy's credibility is going to be zero. And also, I'll tell you something else I think is going to happen. I think that this thing is going to start going down, and it's going to be obvious that the Mueller investigation started with bad intentions. It started off on a false premise, and it just kept going. And I think that's going to get totally discredited. But I think what Donald Trump's going to do, I think he's going to pardon all these people that had anything to do with Strzok. Now, the question is, when does he do that? But I think Papadopoulos, I think even Gates, he's going to pardon them because Strzok was involved with it, so therefore it was tainted.
Well, I understand all of the big apples, you know what I mean? I understand all that, but what about the little small potatoes? How far does that go? How far does Trump pardon? Does he go back to every investigation that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and everybody else has worked on for 20-plus years, or does he just do, you know what I mean?
No, I think he probably will stop at the Clinton campaign. Unfortunately for Hillary. Go ahead.
Sorry. I just don't understand. I don't understand how you can say any investigation he's ever worked on hasn't been tainted because, he's a bad apple.
Here's why you can say that is he's a bad apple because he had political purpose with it. I think on these other cases, particularly the counterintelligence, you would have to show a political bias to say that case was tainted. But here's the question. Why did he have political bias? Did he get brought into the fold because he said something? And who's the person he said it to? Was it McCabe? Was it Comey? Was it Loretta Lynch? Was it somebody at the White House?
Well, you make me tingle inside when you start talking like that, but we'll find out in the fullness of time.
I've heard that somewhere else before. Chris, thanks for calling and listening. Tomorrow we're doing the drawing, News 793.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.